mentioned your wife had been to the university. What's a different word for university?
Oh, we call it the UW.
College? Could I get you to say that?
Well, yeah, sure, college.
Okay.
But see, we have four colleges in Wyoming.
Oh, I see. What are they?
Well, Laramie, Sheridan, Casper, and Torrington.
There's one in Torrington?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you would go to college to get a higher...
education, a BA degree, or whatever.
Okay. Let me see. And a place at college where they have a lot of books is called a...
library.
Okay. And you mentioned you had a son, and you also have one...
daughter.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one brother. I had a sister. She's dead now.
Oh, I see. Now, and your brother, does he have any children?
Yeah.
A son, perhaps?
No.
But if he did have a son, that person would be called your...
A nephew.
Okay, and you would be his...
uncle.
And your wife would be his...
aunt.
This is sort of like a game we've got going here.
It sounds like it, yeah.
I hope I'm not offending you at all. If this gets bothersome, you just tell me to go take a walk, okay? Okay, the opposite of a man is a...
woman.
Okay, were there any terms they had for women teachers?
Oh, what, female?
Mm-hmm. Did they have a term for a single woman teacher, or they just call her teacher?
Well, most of them were just teachers. They're either a man teacher or a woman teacher.
Okay. Now, you mentioned about your marriage. Did you have anyone stand up for you when you got married?
Not locally.
Okay. And what would
witnesses?
The male person be called that stands up?
Well, ordinarily, they'd be the best man, but our best man was just picked up out over there in the courthouse.
I see. And what about for your wife? Who stood up for her?
What was it, the organ player or somebody?
Do they have terms? Excuse me. Do they use the term bridesmaid?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the term they would use for those women?
Well, I expect it would be here. That's the customary for where you have a church wedding. Why we have best man and grooms, the bridesmaid and the flower girl and the whole bit.
I guess we could. Anything else you want to say about relatives before we move on?
Guess not. None of them in jail yet that I know of. Had a lot of speeding tickets.
That's great. Okay. Now we'll talk about the house. Maybe you could tell me a little about your house. Maybe create a word picture for the tape of what it's like to walk into this room and what we see, the furniture, all that sort of thing.
Well, there's houses of a tender age of, I expect, 100 years, and it's been made over several times, and when you come in, in an S shape, and when you have a davenport on one side, and a TV and a big chair on the other, a fireplace in the middle, and a couple of chairs facing the ball back here, and an organ and a mirror. And enters into the kitchen. From there on, what do you want to know?
Okay, well, I'd be interested to know what the mirror is made out of.
Glass.
Okay, and you said that's a TV. What's the a longer name for TV?
Television.
Okay, and this is a fireplace here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the piece of... the piece
mantle.
Of
wood? Mantle.
All right, and in front of the fireplace, you call that the...
settee.
Okay, or...
hearth, is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to help me because I'm a little lame at this, so we'll work at that. And the smoke goes up and out of the...
chimney.
All right. And